got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally Planned Parenthood was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God.
Yes. Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we roll into the second hour, I'll send that to you in a minute, Recon. As we go into the second hour, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you live in Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Florida, or Texas, unless something else has changed and nobody told me about it, you have an opportunity I don't have that I would jump on. You just can't believe how fast I would be on it. They'd be getting my $11 immediately. And then every month thereafter. Because they provide the final tool in the toolkit for armed self-defense. And I am, of course, talking about Texas/U.S. Law Shield, who they have been in court a lot this week, and that's why they're showing up this late in the week. And I'm joined again by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you see that Stephen Colbert devoted some time to people like you guys? Did you see that?
Was it Stephen Colbert or was it John Stewart?
It was John Stewart. It was John Stewart. I get all of these pseudo-comedian political talkers mixed up. It was John Stewart.
Yes, I did see that.
Now, I haven't seen it. I've only read about it. Was it tongue in cheek, or were they trying to be very sarcastic?
No, it was. I mean, just like a typical news, put news in air quotes, story about this so-called gun insurance that companies are now providing people, and I thought it was funny. I mean, you can't take yourself too seriously, of course, in any sort of publicity is good publicity, right?
Right.
But, I mean, you got to sit back, laugh at it, and know at the end of the day, you are truly helping people who need you, and you can't really give a whole lot of mind to people who make fun of you.
Well, one of the things that bothered me about this particular piece is they have this little voiceover. As stand your ground laws proliferate across the country and controversial self-defense shootings make headlines, people are beginning to speak up about the heartbreaking damages these events cause. But who will speak up for the true victims of shootings? The shooters. And they seem to be taking everybody, all the members of all of these various firms, and turning them into the criminal, as if they shot somebody just because, you know. They were bored or something. What do you want to do today? You want to go to the mall? No, we did that. Let's shoot somebody. Yeah.
Well, it does feed into a particular type of mentality. I saw one of these conservative reporter. I don't know whether he was just an internet reporter. I don't know if he worked for a company, but he was interviewing some people, some mothers, again, using air quotes, some mothers protesting the NRA outside NRA headquarters, and he actually got on tape when he says, well, do you believe that people should have the right to defend themselves with a gun against somebody who is trying to murder them or trying to rape them? And she actually went on, she said, no, I do not, even if you're being murdered, you should not have the ability to defend yourself with a gun. I mean, that's a whacked out mindset. So there are, I can't believe it, but apparently there are people that believe that guns are so evil that just the mere fact that you use one makes you, in her case it sounded like, made you more evil than the murderer or the rapist, which is just mind-boggling. But I guess in other parts of the country, you know, where I don't know if the day, I think the Daily Show is filmed in New York, isn't it?
I believe
so. I guess that East Coast corner and that West Coast mentality, certainly I am grateful that it doesn't pervade across the vast middle of this country. But that plays into the people who watch the Daily Show.
I also took I personally took offense at who they fixated on, which they fixated on Cuccinelli, who failed in his bid to become governor, and he's opened up this little firm in Virginia, which I have no idea what the range, how far that's going to range or anything else. They make it sound like you guys do other work than for members, right? I mean, it's not just Texas/U.S. Law Shield for you. You are attorneys and have a separate firm that operates.
Correct. Yeah, we're actually program attorneys that work, you know, that have contract work with Texas Law Shield, just like we've got a half a dozen or so attorneys across the state that do the same thing, and in the states where we currently are in operation, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Oklahoma, Colorado, Florida.
Because they're making it sound like all of these firms are bound to fail because their business is based upon a small risk pool. And apparently, they are completely discounting how many people carry guns in the United States. The pool is vast, and I would imagine that a large majority of people, like I'm pretty sure there's a lot of states that if you were operating in, you would have big memberships in them.
Oh yeah, I think those comments are just straight ignorance. And these people, keep in mind, a lot of these people are unreasonable, and there's no way you're going to have a reasonable discussion or even a grown-up gun debate with a lot of these people. So you just, I don't let it bother me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, The Daily Show is it's a joke show. I've watched a few episodes. The history of The Daily Show goes all the way back to, the original host was that tall, blonde-headed guy who had a talk show for a little while.
I don't...
Craig Kilborn, I think was his name.
Okay. There's a certain brand of them and Dane Cook. You know, there's a certain brand of comedian that I just don't pay attention to because I think in order to be a comedian, you have to do comedy, and their comedy's not funny to me, so... Craig Kilborn, I don't pay too much attention to. But the one thing that I noticed, though, is that they are going with the anti-gun slant because they're making out like stand your ground and everything is a warrant to kill, which it isn't.
Their audience is. They're pandering to their audience.
Well... I think it's wasted air. It's wasted air. But when they go out after doing what you guys do, it's sort of I take personal offense at it because I believe in what you're doing, and so they're trying to belittle me as well as belittle what the work you guys do. We're coming up on the first break. Texas Law Shield /U.S. Law Shield. With promo code lowercase, Bill Radio, the number one. If you join them for the same price of 12 months, you get 14. If you're in a state and you're not a member, you are missing the biggest part of self-defense, because you can train for self-defense. You can pick the right gun, pick the right holster, do all the things right, do a righteous shoot in a self-defense situation and be in all kinds of trouble because now you've gotten into, you know, uncharted waters for you because now you're in the legal system and you need legal experts to do this. This is the painless way to do it. you know, for the cost of, you know, what, two trips to Starbucks for yourself, you can pay for it. And then you are truly defended. You're as defended as you're going to get. Because sometimes dealing with an assailant is a lot easier than dealing with the legal system. We'll be right back. My guest from Texas Law Shield will be back with me on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, you had a busy week this past week, huh?
Yeah, it was somewhat busy. We were supposed to go to trial on Monday for one of our cases, but we show up to court ready to roll. I have got blood in my teeth ready. And the judge, sister-in-law, passed away the night before. So I had no judge to try a case to. So unfortunately, it got reset and pushed back another 2 months.
Wow, judges get to mourn that long?
Yeah, apparently they get more than 12 hours.
Okay, all right. So was this a Law Shield case or one of your general cases?
This is a Law Shield case.
Yes. And I went to Beaumont for our open carry guy with a motion to dismiss, but we're not going to have a hearing on it until June.
Now, just out of curiosity, okay, just out of curiosity, in the event that one of these people that were unjustly accused, arrested, and then finds himself in trial, when they keep pushing this back, in a normal case with a normal attorney-client setup, is this an attempt to bankrupt the defendant?
No, this just means there's 600,000 cases, misdemeanor cases, that are filed in Harris County every year.
600,000?
Yes.
In one county?
Well, it's a very large county. If you go county by county, I think Harris County may be the largest county in America. Because
okay.
I know, you know, New York is divided up in a bunch of counties, and I think even Los Angeles has several counties. But pretty much all of Houston is concentrated, all of Houston and its outlying cities are concentrated in Harris County.
So I shouldn't find that to be excessive.
Well, there's 15 misdemeanor courts. There's 15 courts in Harris County devoted to just hearing Class A and B misdemeanors. And those courts have, they have court every day, and every day they have a docket of about 50 to 70 cases.
Now, does a Class A or B misdemeanor, would that, if they're found guilty of this, does this disqualify them from the Texas concealed handgun license?
Yes, it does for 5 years.
See, is that what they're trying to do in the background when they arrest these people for not breaking the law?
No. No, the police aren't smart enough to be motivated by that. In fact, you'd be surprised at the number of police officers who have no clue about the intricacies of the CHL law. They just know CHLs exist. They don't know. They're even confused about changes in the law that have expanded the rights of CHL holders. To attribute some sort of bad motive with police versus CHL holders, that experience has not shown that to be true.
That brings up another interesting question that I've been thinking about. A lot of people that listen and constantly waiting for you, wondering when you guys are coming to the state. When you're operating in a state or when you're about to be operating in a state, if they have a change in the law that is more restorative of freedom, do you guys have to sit back there for a second and where you're operating sort of refit that, recalibrate, or rethink where you're going?
Well, we just take things as they come. I mean, for example, our big push of going into Georgia just happens to coincide with them changing the law about expanding where you can carry. Now, I know that a lot of people in the media freaked out, oh my God, Georgia's going to allow children to be shot at school. But Georgia, the changes they made in Georgia law are pretty much the same as we've had here in Texas all along.
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that they added to it, or they allow now, if you will, seems like they aggregated a lot of different parts from most states, and in some cases, like you said with Texas, you already had it there. So, as far as the gun grabbers are concerned, this is just them lying about what's happened. For you guys, is this easier to recognize now that it's more like Texas?
Well, it just means we just had to change some of our materials, some of our promotional stuff, because like I said, the thing that we like to do is we like to give our members not just the peace of mind that they're going to be represented in the event that they have to use their firearm, but there's a lot of people out there that they don't know the intricacies of the law, and we try to give them the law in the most easily understandable, digestible form. And so that's something we've had to deal with. There's some stuff that we've had to rewrite about Georgia, and not only do we tell them about the law, but we go into the different scenarios that may exist under the law and the things you have to look out for because that's what our members have come to expect. I don't know if they've come to expect it just because we exist or they were just naturally this way, but we get calls on a daily basis with our members coming up with the most far-fetched, bizarre hypotheticals that you could think of, and they want an answer. They're like, well, what if I do blah, blah, blah? And what if happens? And so you have to be with an answer to answer these. So whenever we tell you the law says you can't take a gun into the airport, then we have to be ready to explain every possible nuance that that simple, straightforward law may touch on.
So you know, really, what you're trying to do is you're trying to be the entity that in the example of Texas, where you say most law enforcement officers don't know the intricacies, you're trying to have a firm command of that so your members know the intricacies.
That is correct. Like one of the weird ones that we had here in Texas several years ago was that in Texas, it was illegal to carry a gun in your car unless you had a CHL. And so in 2007, whenever Texas overhauled most of their self-defense laws, they added this provision that said not only can you have a gun in your car, but you can also have one where you work, which was also a previously prohibited place, or not a prohibited place, but just some place you were susceptible to being arrested for unlawful carrying of a weapon. So now, as of 2007, anybody who was not a felon could have a gun, a handgun, in their car in the state of Texas. Well, this threw everybody into a tizzy. So does that mean now that whenever a CHL holder has one in their car, has a gun in their car, are they still now required to tell the police officers? Are they carrying pursuant to their CHL? Are they carrying pursuant just as their right as a Texan who doesn't have a felon? Where does their CHL kick in? Where does their right just simply to carry apply more? And you had police officers who didn't understand. They were harassing people who had guns in their car because they didn't have CHLs. They were harassing CHL holders in their cars because they didn't tell them immediately when they pulled over that they had a gun in their car, and they said, well, CHL law requires you to do it. Well, yeah, CHL law requires you to do it if you're out walking the street with a gun, but not if you have one in your car and you're carrying just pursuant to your right as a Texan to have one in your car. And so, each law carries its own particular set of nuances.
And it needs full understanding. All right, we're coming up on the next break, and I've got a very poignant question to ask you when we come back, simply because I've never asked it before, and I should have it the very first day. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Texas Law Shield, Edwin and Michelle are joining me again on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customized.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, of the states in which you operate, which ones are the ones that seem to actually respect the law and know the law and respect the rights of the people, your members, versus the one that is the most egregious and you makes work for you, creates crime where there is no crime?
Well, I would say Texas is our most difficult, merely because we have a huge membership here.
Right.
That's where, you know, God, the majority of our members are, so there's just more of a likelihood for them to be getting into run-ins with the law. For instance, yesterday I got a call from a gentleman in San Antonio, and keep in mind that you can openly carry on your own property here in Texas.
Okay.
So there'd be open carry everywhere? Absolutely. But that's a different fish to fry, which we'll fry later.
And we're talking about handguns.
Okay. This gentleman was out in his front yard with his handgun holstered, and he had his shirt off because it's hot down here in Texas, and he was washing his truck early in the morning, about 7 in the morning. He lives across from an elementary school. Well, he gets a visit at about lunchtime from the police.
For the school district.
Don't interrupt me.
No, this is endemic of another problem I'll talk to you about after she finishes.
Very good. All right.
Do you see what I have to deal with? So the police for the independent school district knock on his door to get his side of the story. And he goes, I was washing my car this morning. I don't know what the problem was. He said, well, we got several complaints from some mothers who were dropping their children off that there was somebody with a gun at the school. He goes, well, I never left my property. It was holstered, and I was washing my truck. And they have threatened to suspend his concealed handgun license and are also trying to go after him for being within 1,000 yards of a school, which is absolutely, there's no such law. And so right then and there, you've got these independent school district police who are basically making up laws, number one. And then number two, catering to these bedwetters that Edwin likes to call them, because a mother freaked out when she saw a man with a gun safely holstered to him. It's
washing his truck on his own property.
Washing his truck. So those sorts of instances really grind my gears. And they happen more often in Texas. And I think that's merely because, number one, we don't have open carry. So people, when they see a gun, freak out. Oh, also yesterday, we had a woman at a grocery store who was pulling her wallet out of her purse to pay for dog food. When she pulled her wallet out, the butt of her gun accidentally slipped up as well. The woman behind her flipped out and started screaming, "This woman's got a gun!" And everybody dropped to the floor and started taking cover at the grocery store at 8 o'clock a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and so that's been a huge problem here in Texas, is that we've grown up. A lot of people don't know that Texas is one of only six states not to allow some form of licensed or constitutional open carry of handgun.
I know it because I share that distinction with you.
Yeah, South Carolina, Florida, California, New York, New Jersey, I think, are the other ones. But anyway, but yeah, it's bizarre. And so people freak out when they see a handgun. So that causes a huge problem because there's a couple of, you know, laws with regarding the concealment of handguns. But the problem, one of the problems that goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the education of the police forces, and in light of what this story that Michelle just shared, Texas, as of, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to see what other states are, but with the proliferation of police departments and police officers, this is, you know, a result of the whole war on crime. We're going to put more police on the streets, and you're going to be safer because of it. Well, here in Texas, any governmental agency or entity or quasi-governmental entity is allowed to have their own police force, and they'll even get money for it from the state. And so, like in this case, this is some tiny, it wasn't even the San Antonio Independent School District, which is obviously massive. It's some tiny, out-of-the-way school district that is able to have its own police force, and they basically investigate this. Instead of telling this woman, look, was he on his own, you know, did he appear to be on his own property? Did he come across the school? Getting more details, they immediately suspect the homeowner of doing something wrong and go investigate him. And this is because here in Texas we have over 75,000 state licensed police officers that work for over 2,100 police agencies. Now, if you can wrap your mind around that, 2,100 different police agencies, state police agencies here in the state of Texas, all of them with their different criteria about the training their officers have, who they hire, you know, what type of character they have. You know, you have some police departments have very high standards, that police officers have to have so many college hours and or, you know, and their supervisors have to have bachelor's degrees and they have to do so many hours of continuing education every year. And then there's some departments, they're like, oh, are you breathing? Do you have a pulse? You can be a police officer. And it doesn't matter if you're the most educated, well-trained, most reasonable police officer. There is also somebody who is the complete opposite, but they have equal right to arrest you, stop you, and detain you and search you.
That's really the danger, isn't it? Even if at the point of arrest, can you make an approach to these police departments and say, well, let's see, everything that you charge my client with doesn't exist. So maybe you could just drop that. They'll do that. They're sort of rolling the dice in some cases if they're sort of agenda-driven to see what a judge does with it, won't they?
Well, yeah. Well, police departments aren't allowed to do that. Only the prosecuting attorneys can do that. And so, yeah, if you had a police, if you said this is an unlawful arrest, the police pretty much, they wash their hands of it after the arrest.
Nah.
And it falls squarely into the laps of the prosecuting attorneys, whether it's a city attorney or a county attorney or a district attorney. They're the ones that the police never, quote unquote, drop charges. Only the prosecuting attorneys are allowed to do that. So once the police make an arrest,
the ball is rolling, isn't it?
It's a done deal. The police are out of it at that point, and it's in the responsibility of the prosecuting attorney.
Which state gives you the least amount of trouble?
Oklahoma seems to be pretty good, and which Oklahoma wisely left the ranks of the illegal open carry 2 years ago. And the thing about it is that we have heard nary a peep of things going wrong with the Oklahoma open carry. Police are not arresting people. Of course, there's not blood in the streets. There's not massive shootings like, of course, all the anti-gun people have predicted with open carry. So Oklahoma's pretty good.
I can't. I'm waiting to see what happens with you guys next year or your next legislative session, because I'm thinking that based upon hearings that you guys have been involved in and other people have been involved in, that you guys are going to have open carry.
I certainly hope that way. But weird things happen in the legislature,
yeah.
And it used to be that you couldn't get anything passed, even though the Republicans control every governmental body here in Texas. They hold all the statewide offices, they hold the majority and leadership in both the House and the Senate. You still can't get things, certain things can't get done unless you have the support of certain Democrats, in which Texas on the state level has been blessed with a lot of gun-friendly Democrats, but as the National Democratic Party puts more and more pressure on them to adopt these anti-gun platforms, that may work as a hindrance. Also, you know, we don't know ultimately how this big open carry educational movement is going to play out, whether it's going to galvanize people to say, you know, see these people, they're out scaring people, and that's why we need to, you know, not only not have open carry of handguns, but even make the laws more restrictive with regard to rifles and shotguns, or if it's going to serve the opposite function, obviously, to achieve their intended results of hoping to get open carry and educate people that firearms can safely be carried out in the open by responsible people who don't present a danger to anybody.
All right, guys, hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the...
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield is R. They are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker, who've had a very busy week. Normally they join me on Monday. Is it going to be Monday this coming week, guys?
I believe so.
Okay. did I hear Edwin going, what?
Wait, yeah, no, we won't be back Monday. We'll have to plan this.
Okay.
Never
mind. All right. Just wanted to be sure. The question I had, so this guy at this school, just to recap, there was a guy in Texas. I asked this question about who met things as they go more in the states that they provide coverage in. And we were talking about this guy in Texas who was washing his car, didn't have on his shirt, his gun was exposed, he was on his own property, and now they're making noise about taking his license and some other stuff. How is that? I mean, is it as fascist in Texas about property rights as it is in other states where your property is not really your own property? Or how can they even make that call?
I believe it purely boils down to the education and the attitude of the police officer. And also, one thing that, and this, you know, we've all heard of the thin blue line, et cetera, and the wall of silence and all that other stuff. Just how quickly other police officers are to rally around police officers who are wrong and against the citizen. You know, what should have happened is if you had a police officer who didn't know the law, he should have immediately been rebuked by a police officer like, you know, look, calm down. This is not an issue. This is not a problem. This is, in my opinion, the police need to do a better job of basically correcting officer bad behavior. And they don't. For example, we did have an incident last year, at the end of last year, where a police department tried their darndest to get a poor woman's CHL suspended, even to the extent of sending the wrong form, sending a clearly obsolete, outdated form to the DPS requesting this woman's license be suspended for something. And we wrote them a letter. We said, look, this is a bad request. It's wrong for the following reasons. We perfectly outlined it. And basically the police department, instead of realizing what they had done, they drug their feet for several months. And then we got a letter from their attorney's office, stating, well, we've looked at it, we've analyzed it, and we've come to the conclusion that you're correct. So we've done this. But to go to the extent of, I mean, the police can't even read the law. And I mean, clearly, whenever I pointed out, hey, look, you used an obsolete form, you think their remedy would have been, hey, let's go to the DPS website and see what the new form looks like. And that would have taken, you know, an hour of their time. Oh, yeah, you're right. We sent an obsolete form. Sorry. But no, they had to, it took them 6 months, and they had to send it to an attorney's office. I mean, just their inability to admit that they have done something incorrectly boggles my mind. And I think that's, you know, it's an accountability issue.
Yes. That kind of stuff bugs me to no end. Let's take a call real quick. Somebody's got a question for you. Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Real quick question, having something to do with the comment on, you know, police not knowing the law and the function that you guys perform, this kind of goes to federal law and in some cases state law. What's the possibility that a person could lose their job, like a district attorney or a policeman, for enforcing any kind of federal law that wants to take away your right to purchase or your right to own or carry? Because clearly in the Constitution, they don't have the authority to do any such thing. And, you know, it's basically the law, but nobody contests it.
Well, the police, even on the state level, the whole jurisdictional thing, they have the ability to bear witness as to a violation of the law. They may not have the authority to make an arrest, but they certainly can. And this, we see this a lot of times in drug cases where, you know, somebody who's caught with an amount of drugs, they're breaking both federal and state law. Obviously the state, you know, they want the money. So if you got pulled over on a traffic stop and somebody had their trunk full of cocaine, that's just as much a federal crime as it is a state crime. But it's not going to be turned over to the feds because the state wants the money. Now, theoretically, the feds could come over. Now, there's weird situations like with the enforcement of immigration law is that if a police officer, if a local state police officer found an illegal immigrant, they have authorities take them into custody and turn them over to the federal agency. But some police departments, especially in big city, have either taken the political position that they don't want to do that, or they've taken the practical position that we don't have the resources to deal with that, so we're not. Now, the only time that I've seen this kind of interesting where it might play out in state law with regard to firearms is states that are passing laws that would prohibit state law enforcement from enforcing any kind of federal gun law. And I have not seen any of those. I've not really seen where the rough, these are all still in the embryonic stage, and I've not seen an actual case or seen a direct conflict between a state police officer saying, you know, I'm going to enforce these state law, these federal laws, and see how the, you know, see what kind of consequences may fall out from it, from either my agency or if it's a state that has a state, if it is a state that has a state law that says state officers will not enforce federal firearms laws.
Okay, so I guess the point of my question is, if they all take oaths of office to uphold the Constitution, we need to explain to them exactly what they're upholding and try and enforce it. That's all.
I think we should do that with our president as well.
The thing about it is, whenever you're dealing with a generalized document, whenever you say the Constitution, believe me, I have not met many police officers who are constitutional law scholars. They have trouble reading the penal code and getting that right. So whenever you go into some sort of philosophical thing about, you know, giving a police officer the ability to decide, well, does this law violate Heller or McDonald? Or that they do not have that ability. They are in large part like robots. They have a code that they're given, and they said, you will enforce this. So I don't think police have the ability to judge what laws violate the Constitution, which laws don't. They're going to leave that up to the courts. And ultimately, since Marbury versus Madison, we have ceded that power to the courts.
Okay, so they would essentially have to be told by the state what is constitutional to have any kind of ground to do it.
Well, they'd have to be told by a court, yes.
Okay, that's my question. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, sure enough.
I guess another thing that comes into play that we'll see how this plays out is we're about to run out of time. But the feds always like to, you know, use federal funds as a means to extort what they want out of these. And I'm sure they'll apply that to Kansas and other states that have done what you guys described. But Michelle, do your email thing and let me know when you guys are coming back. TexasLawShield/USLawShield. If you're in Florida, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Colorado, or Texas, join them, because it is truly the final tool in the toolkit. These were the first ones. These are the best ones. That's why I went after them. They didn't come to me. I went after them. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks,
sure, Bill.
All right, guys, coming up next, third hour, we will continue the roll on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.